Welcome back to Action News on KGDY. I'm Dirk Hardthrottle.
And I'm Kelly Sunbeam. In today's top story, one of the world's most famous celebrities said something stupid.
For a variety of reasons, this would not normally be considered news of any kind. But given the specific circumstances surrounding this matter, even I am forced to admit that it must be given all due coverage on KGDY's Action News.
Which means...
which means Kelly won the bet, and I have to bring everyone in the station coffee for the week.
You heard it here first, Metrodelphia. If you see Dirk Hardthrottle looking uncomfortable in a coffee shop that seems a little too pretentious for him, remind him I take oat milk and blue agave syrup.
Moving on.
Our story involves James Fortescue, the star of the long-running Punch You Into Orbit films. James has long been extremely active on social media platform Spittoon.
Indications that something was wrong began when Mr. Fortescue failed to make any post on the platform.
They're not called posts, Dirk. They're called hawks. On Spittoon, you hawk.
Well, that's massively disgusting, Kelly. In any case, a brief press conference later soon revealed the cause of his Spittoon silence.
As confirmed by his agent, whenever James Fortescue attempts to speak or write, this is what comes out.
Something stupid.
This is James at his press conference attempting to explain what had happened to him.
Something stupid. Something stupid. Something stupid. Something stupid. Something stupid.
Listeners may remember the latest Punch You Into Orbit movie.
Punch You Into Orbit 7, Stratosphere the Reaper.
Right. In any case, in what passes for the plot of the movie, James Fortescue's character defeated a villain in an early scene who bore a more than passable resemblance to Marble Mouth Marcone, a supervillain with a combination of mind control powers and horrible diction. It's certainly possible.
We interrupt this story.
I have never been so happy to hear you say that.
For some breaking news, we take you now to our roving reporter, Sam Sterling.
Sam, what's the situation there?
And what do you want Dirk to bring you from the coffee shop?
Oh, goodness, Kelly. I don't drink coffee for the most part. Could I trouble you for a chai tea with milk and sugar?
Sure, Sam. Now, about that breaking news story you were reporting?
Well, truth is, Dirk, there's nothing really happening.
Then why interrupt the broadcast?
Well, that's just it. Nothing is happening. In a two-block section of Metrodelphia, it looks like literally everything is frozen in place. Cars have not moved, even though the traffic light is green. There's a rat which has been eyeing a discarded bagel for longer than seems reasonable. And some children were playing basketball. One of them made a jump shot. I've been watching her for several minutes now, and, she hasn't landed.
Well, that can't be good.
I don't see how it could, Kelly. I can't be sure, of course, but with the laws of nature so thoroughly non-functional, I thought it might be worth it to bring in an expert on the supernatural. I placed a call a moment ago and...
Good afternoon, Sam. I came when you summoned me.
Sam, is that Magicala, the maximum medium?
It is indeed, Dirk. I figured I should call on KGDY's consultant on all things hocusy-pocusy. Magicala, can you tell our listeners if the stoppage of time in this location is owing to some kind of sorcery?
Let me summon forth my second-to-last sight. Ah, yes. These are definitely mystical energies coursing through the area. This is a powerful spell by one of the most powerful wizards in the whole of the world. This is the work of Mantucket the Mystic.
Mantucket the Mystic? The powerful sorcerer who can perform the most impossible feats imaginable just by reciting a limerick?
I can't imagine there's two of them, Kelly. Magicala, you were able to determine this just by sensing the mystical forces?
My second-to-last sight told me it was magic. As for the identity of the man responsible, well, he did post up a flyer on that telephone pole. You had to be on this side to see it.
Oh, I should probably take a look at that.
Well, it's a good thing you called in Magicala, Sam.
Yes, although technically she is an employee of the station, so...
All right. Magicala, do you want me to pick you up some coffee for tomorrow?
Just a dark roast, please. A roast so dark, light cannot escape from it.
All right. Now anyway, about the message from the powerful and deadly supervillain, can we possibly spend a little time discussing that on this news program?
I'm afraid it's pretty bleak, Dirk. Dear Captain Goody, if you ever want to see these people unfrozen, you'll meet me alone in the crossroads at the center of my stasis vortex. If you're not here by sunset, Sally Simpson will suffer.
Ooh, sounds unpleasant. I will go speak to my coven to see if anyone knows how to break this curse.
Do you think any of them will be able to help?
Possibly. It's also book club night, though. It might take us a while to get around to it. Good luck.
Oh, my. I think we'd better go check in with our star reporter, Sally Simpson.
Oh, she's been getting the matcha tea latte lately.
Not that. Her life was just threatened by a supervillain.
Oh, true. Sally, just checking in. How are you doing? You haven't been captured by an evil wizard by any chance, have you?
Hi, Kelly. Funny you should mention that.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I'm afraid it's a little embarrassing, Dirk. Mantucket the Mystic transformed himself into an innocent bystander and informed me of a newsworthy event in my vicinity. Something seemed a little off about that, and I suppose I should have listened to my keen reporter senses. But I was brought to the center of this vortex of non-motion when Mantucket revealed himself and tied me to a lamppost.
Are you all right?
I'm unhurt, but I have to confess. This was a rookie mistake on my part.
Well, don't beat yourself up about it, Sally. Can you tell us what demands Mantucket has made to end this time atrocity?
I only wish I could, Kelly. Mantucket has not made any demands, any speeches regarding the nature of his plans, or even any dark mutterings about how much he dislikes Captain Goody. Honestly, if I hadn't faced him before, I'd wonder if he even knows how to be a proper supervillain.
Aye.
All that's happened so far is that he's turned himself invisible. Until he spoke up just now, I might have been tempted to say he disappeared. But owing to his particularly strong halitosis, I was fairly certain he had remained nearby.
Okay, now you're just being mean.
I'm sorry. Was I supposed to be more polite to the person who lied to me and is holding me against my will in order to further his villainous plot? Well, perhaps you'd like to discuss this with Captain Goody when he arrives. I'd know that theme music anywhere, and he's sure to be here any second.
Exactly as I planned.
Hello, Sally.
Captain, be careful. That malfeasanous mage Mantucket the Mystic is nearby. He's turned himself invisible, and I'm not sure what he has planned.
I know, Sally. I've got my guard up. My goody vision isn't able to detect him, but I don't think it'll be long before...
Before you figure out where my voice is coming from? I know I don't have much time, Captain, so let's cut right to the chase, shall we? There once was a captain named Goody. He thought he'd save Sally, but would he? Though he might save the day, as a birdie might say, where the captain was, I saw a putty.
Oh no! It can't be! It can't possibly be! Listeners, I'm horrified to report that Mantucket the Mystic spell has been entirely successful. It is with the deepest dread that I share that Metrodelphia's most powerful hero and my exclusive boyfriend has been transformed from his previous heroic form into that of a small, white kitty cat.
Meow!
Well, that's not something we generally hear about here on KGDY.
And we'll be right back to find out how this dreadful situation ends right after this.
You know that when it's time to visit your eye doctor, no one has more trained ophthalmologists on staff than Mac Euler's Eye Meds. Then, when it's time to get your peepers into the glasses your family needs, you won't find a bigger selection of frames than at Auto Sight Eyewear. And if you've got that aristocratic fashion sense down to a T, then the only logical choice is Monocle's Monocles. Well, now you and your family can get all of these services under one roof. Come join us for the grand opening of the International Emporium of Supervision. Need special sunglasses that won't block the yellow sun radiation you need? Have your optic blast been going off uncontrollably due to an injury? Have you been off your hero game without a pair of X-ray spectacles that actually work? You can find all that and more at the International Emporium of Supervision. We've got it all, from cybernetic ocular implants to contact lenses to hide that embarrassing glowing red eyeballs that come from being an evil clone. And don't forget to ask about laser eye surgery. International Emporium of Supervision, a division of Corpomart.
Representative Jennifer Diamondback loves to tout her record.
I've brought taxes on orphans and stray puppies down to historic lows. And I fought tirelessly to make sure every student in this country has access to one of those really nice four-color clicky pens.
But there's one thing you'll never hear her talk about. Is she, in fact, a snake person? That's right. In all her time in Washington, she's never once denied that. Throughout her college years, where she got a full scholarship based on her so-called academic record.
Silent.
As a public defender representing underprivileged youth.
Silent.
For the last 10 years as a representative.
Silent.
And now Jennifer Diamondback is running for the Senate.
I'm here today to promise the people of this state we will put an end to child labor and nuclear waste disposal sites.
Tough talk, Jennifer. But despite your record, despite your qualifications, and despite your years of dedication, you've never answered the question that's on all of our minds. Now, we're not saying Jennifer Diamondback is really a snake person in disguise. All we're saying is, she's not saying she's not one. Paid for by people who think Jennifer Diamondback is totally a snake person, a division of Corpomart.
And now, over to our Eye in the Sky traffic reporter, Chopper Ash. Chopper Ash, how would you like your coffee tomorrow?
Thanks, Kelly. Since Chopper Spike retired from the chopper corps so suddenly, today's actually my first day in the chopper. I haven't experienced a lot of things from outside the corps, but I did have coffee for the first time. It does a nice job of getting a nutrient fluid for clones out of your mouth. Maybe tomorrow I can try it with cream and sugar?
If you're still here tomorrow, I promise to get you one, Chopper Ash.
That's really swell of you, Dirk. As for traffic, it's pretty normal if you don't count the two-block area off of Perez Way, which seems to be frozen in time. I'd expect significant delays if you're heading into that area, and I do mean significant. Other than that, the only major incident is the cleanup of the overturned tour bus on 27th Street. German super speedster Herr Blitzen Schnell was able to prevent the collision of two buses, but when two of the tour leaders were ejected from the vehicles, he had to make a couple of trips across the street to prevent them from being struck by oncoming traffic. As a result, one of the vehicles overturned. But only minor injuries are reported.
Well, it's good to hear there was nothing more serious. But it's a shame Herr Blitzenschnell had to split his focus and couldn't prevent the whole incident. Why did the quick man cross the road?
To get to the other guy. Back to you, Dirk.
Well, now over to Sports Summary with Heidi Bravado.
Howdy, Heidi.
Hi, guys!
I suppose we should get this over with. What's your coffee order for tomorrow, Heidi?
Oh, I usually get a double-sized iced coffee with caramel syrup and extra sugar.
How many extra sugar packets?
Oh, 10 or 12.
So, Heidi likes crunchy coffee. Good to know. Anyway, it's kind of a slow sports day in Metrodelphia, wouldn't you say?
I'd say that's a fair assessment. The Metrodelphia Comets did have a game scheduled, but they had to concede due to the number of players on the injured list.
How many players was...
All of them. Now, there were plans to bring in some relief players from the minor league Metrodelphia Meteorites, but after those players were accidentally hit by a shrinking ray, the league has temporarily banned them from play.
They're not allowed to play because they're too small?
When your strike zone is smaller than the ball itself, It makes it a little hard on the pitchers, apparently. But no need to worry, Metrodelphian sports fans. There's an event going on at the Metrodelphian Convention Center that's definitely going to pique your excitement. This year, we're hosting the National All-Ages Chess Championships!
Chess?
Chess!
Does chess even count as a sport?
Oh, not even a little bit. But it's an impressive competition of the mind with undeniable skills involved. For instance, let's take a look at the match going on right now between Katrina Blackrook and a local favorite, Judy Whitepawn. It looks like Katrina is about to make a move.
Knight to Queens, Bishop 3.
I concede.
All right. Judy Whitepawn. Heidi Bravado from KGDY, do you want to tell our listeners what just happened here?
Oh, nothing unusual. In chess, you need to be able to look several moves ahead. I could have drawn it out, but seeing that move, what was coming was inevitable. My compliments to Katrina for being a much better player. I'm really going to have to step up my game after this match.
Okay. Well, better luck in next year's tournament. So, there you have it. Just another exciting and surprising ending to...
Heidi, was Knight to Queen's Bishop 3 the first and only move of that match?
I always liked checkers better. Back to you, Dirk.
Okay, now over to the weather with retired superhero, the Countess of Clouds. Countess, what's your coffee order for tomorrow?
I no longer drink coffee, Dirk. I confess I've become something of a rarefied connoisseur of teas. I almost never drink anything but organic Lady Grey tea, with 4 sugar cubes and a dollop of cream. But the cream must be separate so I may add it to the tea and see the milky whiteness billow out like the clouds of a gathering storm.
She wants a number 6 from Betty's Brews down the street. So, what about the weather, Countess?
Yes. This day shall be balmy and pleasant, with a bright sun and a soft breeze. The temperature shall reach into the 80s, but the humidity shall remain low, so it shall be warm, but bearable. Indeed, the afternoon will be a wonderful day to spend outdoors, in the parks, or with a grill outside on the patio.
That sounds amazing.
I'll say. What about tomorrow's weather?
That depends on how good my tea is tomorrow morning. So let it be!
Maybe we should check in on Sally Simpson.
I told you, green matcha latte.
Kelly!
Oh, yeah, the supervillain. Yes, that's worth checking out. Sally, how are things?
Just a moment, Kelly.
Look, if I weren't here right now, what would you be doing?
I'd be looking for news to report on.
Exactly. I'm making the news you're here to report on. I'm doing a service for your news station, so it just makes sense.
All right, I'll check. Dirk, Mantucket the Mystic seems to think that...
I am not buying coffee for a supervillain.
He says he'll think about it.
Sally, how is Captain Goody now that he's more feline than usual?
Well, aside from some understandable confusion early on, he seems to be doing well. At first, he spent considerable time scratching his newfound claws into the sidewalk, but at the moment, he's approaching where I'm tied up.
Meow!
Aw, look at that poor little superhero. Not so super anymore. And with Captain Goody reduced to a powerless little puss-puss...
Hiss!
I wonder...
Wonder what?
I'm thinking back to that magical limerick you used to transform him. I don't seem to recall you saying anything about powerless.
Meow.
No, please stop. Hey, get him off me. Get him off me. All right. I give up. I surrender. Uncle.
Oh, my. With a single swipe of his claws, Captain Goody has freed me from the ropes. And now he's gone and fastened his adorable little jaws around Mantucket's robes. And he's dragging him over to a different part of the street.
I would complain about the humiliation, but this hurts too much.
Oh, my!
What is it, Sally?
I couldn't see it when I was tied up, but what I initially took for idle scratching was apparently anything but. With his invulnerable claws, Captain Goody has scratched something into the sidewalk.
Meow!
Ow!
I think he wants you to read it.
Okay, all right. Whatever you say. Let me see here. I transform you back, and everyone's immune to all my magic spells.
Well, that feels a little more like it.
Captain, you're back to your normal self.
Why, of course, Sally. I'm no expert in magic, but even I know there's an obvious way to break the spell of a magical limerick.
With a magical haiku. Oh my, it's so obvious that I feel silly for not thinking of it.
No need to feel bad, Sally. Why, the only one who should feel bad is Mantucket here.
Trust me, I do.
Well, let's get you to the prison infirmary. It shouldn't take long. Sally, do you have any plans for tonight?
What did you have in mind, Captain?
I was thinking of that seafood place over by the convention center. Then maybe we could watch the light show over by the fountains.
I'd love that.
Wonderful. I'll pick you up at 7. Come on, Mantucket.
And so, once again, listeners, it appears the day is saved.
Sally, do you think Captain Goody is fully recovered from his transformation?
He appeared to be, Kelly.
No lasting effects?
Whatever do you mean?
Well, he did ask you to go eat some fish and then look at some laser lights.
Oh. I'm sure it's fine. Back to you!
And now, an update on our top story today as Hollywood hero Spotlight has captured Marblemouth Marcone.
Marcone is allegedly responsible for James Fortescue's complete inability to say anything other than, quote, something stupid, unquote. The motive for his crimes appears to be frustration due to a portrayal of a similar character in the most recent Punch You Into Orbit movie. This is a completely unexpected development certainly no one could have foreseen.
Nope, not even a seasoned journalist.
Precisely. Now, let's listen into James Fortescue's press conference, having been cured of the psychic block on his speech.
I am grateful to Spotlight for his actions today. He understands how important it is that I not be silenced in my efforts to make sure people know the truth about the world we live in. The squirrels developed sentience back in the 1960s, and they've infiltrated our governments at the highest levels. I will not be quiet about this. People need to know that chipmunks are just robots with high explosive yields inside them.
So he's better now?
I honestly couldn't care less, Kelly. That's all the time we have for today, listeners. Tune in tomorrow for more action news on KGDY as Kelly is smugly drinking her coffee.
Darn tootin'.
And remember, if you're not wearing tights,
stay out of the fight.
Stay tuned for more, listeners.
You have been listening to KGDY, episode 13, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Dirk was Rick Tennant. Kelly was Brianna Kuby. James Fortescue and Sinister Political Ad were Aaron Manka-White. Magicala and Katrina Blackbrook were Dana Bonner Andreessen. Sally Simpson was Jill Wenzel. Mantucket the Mystic was Adam Gastengee. International Emporium of Supervision announcer and Jennifer Diamondback were Andy Gastengee. Chopper Ash was Andrew Dell. Heidi Bravado was Rebecca Scheimer. Trudy Whitepond was Morgan Gastengee. The Countess of Clouds was Liz Music. And Captain Goody, his alter ego, and Captain Putty were Dan Wenzel. News theme and Take a Chance by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons under Attribution 3.0. Some other music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, citizens. Stay tuned for more.